All right, feel good stories powered by Wendy's. This is straight from the book of science and medicine, Kelly.
Okay.
Doctors?
Yes.
In Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
Have successfully performed the world's most extensive transplant.
Okay. I'm nervous. What are they transplanting?
A man's wiener.
Okay.
There's been a couple of other transplants in the world. The first one was done in China back in probably the early 2000s, but it didn't work.
Yeah, didn't work.
Okay.
This is not only, it's the entire, it's both parts. It's the twig and the berries.
I understand that.
Sorry with my hand gestures.
Listen,
there.
I don't know if we're mature enough to handle this story.
There have been two transplants done in South Africa,
uh-huh,
and one transplant done at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston.
Yeah.
What makes this transplant unique is that we really replaced like with like.
Yeah, like with like, meaning it is like identical to what was
there
gone.
Before.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And you know what? And the recipient, extremely worthy. I mean, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it's a serviceman who was injured in Afghanistan.
Yes.
With an explosion. So this was vital.
Yes,
this
was absolutely
vital.
We looked at the defect that our patient had and procured that exact size graft from our donor.
Yeah.
Wow.
A donor.
And he's expected to have, like, full function.
He's doing extremely well. He's up, he's walking, he's showing no signs of infection or rejection.
Right.
That's good.
And we'll hopefully be discharged home at the end of this week.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
This should help him significantly. I think his ability to void or urinate will be completely normalized.
All right.
Wow.
What else?
And we're pretty confident that his sexual function will return to normal as well.
Oh, okay. That's pretty amazing. I mean, jokes aside, that's pretty amazing.
The whole thing is incredible.
Amazing.
I am trying to stay in the scientific frame of mind.
Yes.
The doctor. Frame of mind.
Well.
Like, I'm trying to go all Grey's Anatomy in my head without all the shenanigans.
Kelly,
yes?
I get it. People come to the show.
Yes.
For education, for learning, for the forefront of science and medicine. And they, you understand that I did take a half a semester of pre-med. So,
practically,
I'm drawn to these sort of stories.
Absolutely. I feel like we're doing an extremely mature job in handling the story. We're handling it with...
We did a good job,
grace,
didn't we?
With yes.
Grace.
Yes.
With grace.
We're graceful with this story.
Greg texts in, so is that a ridiculous story?
Listen, you guys are not helping. You're not helping us be mature
about
this.
No, Tony texts in and says, so proud of you guys
for
handling that wiener story so maturely. See? Exactly. But
listen, I don't think that.
Hey, wait, hang on a second. We got to ask someone else. Hey, what's your name?
Chelsea.
Chelsea, hey, give me your honest opinion. How professional were we at handling that feel-good story about the...
transplanted...
wiener.
I think it was as professional as it could be.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, like on a scale of 1 to 10...
Solid 8.5.
Way better than what I thought.
Wow.
Wow, we only shoot for like a solid 5 on any given day. So yeah, patting ourselves on the back for that.
A lot better than I would have handled it.
Thank
I would
you.
Have giggled through the entire thing.
That's why you come to us.
See,
you know,
because we're trying not to do that.
Amanda brings up a good point on text. Let's get to some of these here at 99.7 DJX, powered by Sullivan University. You guys handled the wiener story better than the goose story.
Oh, okay. Listen. Look, if they had seen if they had seen what we saw, and without warning, listen, that sounded violent. Without warning, like I hadn't had time to prepare when you just violently pulled up that YouTube video
of geese mating.
Yes,
it's that last little noise that always gets me. Message from Paul.
Yeah,
I listen to y'all every morning for a good while now.
Appreciate
I figured
that.
I would find you on Facebook.
Yeah.
And thought you were someone different this whole time. LOL. Just got all mixed up. Love the show, though. What does that mean?
I don't even know.
Is that a good thing
or
a bad thing?
I'm curious as to like who they thought we were all this time.
Right.
I'm going to take that as a compliment, though.
Sure. Jen texts us and says, I love how you guys keep saying handling the wiener story.
No, stop! Didn't realize we were doing that.
Another text message says, I love it how you guys refer to the wiener transplant as the feel-good story.
Stop it, because it's good news.
It is. It's good news. And listen.
It's an amazing story, and we're trying to be mature.
No, but that's why you appreciate the show, because we can deliver these sort of great achievements in medical science with the professionalism that you've come to know and love and expect from us.
Listen, when you say professionalism, that term's in quotes.
Kyle tweets, I thought it was going to be a junk story. I was getting crotchety as you led into it. Turns out, I was just being nuts. Y'all really nailed that story. Top-notch, A-plus reporting. And now I feel like a ding-dong over here, thinking y'all couldn't handle it. See? Kyle understands.
Kyle, you're not helping. You're not helping us. You're enabling this behavior. Stop.